Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a windy, wavy day, and what do I want to say? It wasn't always this way, but for now, hooray! Episode 102 of the Daughter of God cast Summer Vacation Smoothie. August, the birth month of the Daughter of God cast, way back in 2016. Finding a way to finish, at first. An end game unchained. Memories roused from slumber, and all of the sudden, those memories are lithe, blinking prettily, luxurious and sultry in their off-the-shoulder gold lamé gowns with the split up the thigh. The split up the thigh. The past as myth, as the hero's journey, because that's how we started out to make our first movie. From 2016, I wanted to notice the epic, the sublime, the rockets blazing into the blue from the depths of pitfalls and pratfalls. A bliss-following journey might be worth retelling, at least for me. A decade-long project needed an epic telling. What's a hero's journey without the story, the saga? Along the way, the movie would surely wrap. The default happy ending to my harrowing tale. But the tale, that's the ticket, the telling. It's time to go out to the blue line and set the buoy. Get ready to put on our wetsuit. Now my approach to doing a wetsuit, open-celled wetsuit, is not to use soap. I prefer to use coconut oil because, well, first of all, coconut oil is good for the skin. Ah, the spice, the epicness. Oh, wait, I forgot something. Fuck. Plus, I look super sexy putting it on. And that's always important to me, to look really hot so that people who might be attracted to my particular gender would have a little thrill, because I always like providing a thrill. Oh yeah, boiling up. Why am I spreading oil? Is there a practical reason aside from just looking so hot for putting this oil on my body? Yes, there is. It helps the wetsuit go on easier. It just slips, the wetsuit just slips on, slippery, slips on the body.
puts the coconut oil on the body. Ah, it loves the oil. It loves how the oil feels on the body. Oh yeah. Maybe I should do some push-ups real quick, just to pump up a little. Pump it up. Now, the crucial thing is not so much the skin, but the hair. Because you want to get that open cell wetsuit over the hair, which tends to grip. Pump it up. All right. I am going to do some push-ups just because. Why not? Yeah. You know what I could do? I could do it on these stools. That'd be kind of crazy. That'd be like a real Dandal yoga move. Let's do it, eh? Then maybe you can see me do some push-ups. I'll do right here. One, two. Wipe my hands off so I don't slip off and fall. Crashing to the ground. Okay, so there's two stools. There's a third stool. This has nothing to do with putting on a wetsuit. It's just, it has everything to do with looking fabulous. Okay, come over here. Let's see if we can do this here. Okay, three stool push-ups, here we go. One, two, a little wobbly there. Three, four. Okay, how's that pump? Oh. All right, so. Yeah. Can you see my butt? Maybe I'll stand up on the stool so you can really see it. Hang on, I want my package to pop out. Oh yeah, baby! Twerk, ready? That's how you twerk? I don't think I've ever twerked before. The twerk version isn't really going to work for me because there might be some hard gripping on my genitalia. So I'm going to go find something to put on underneath. Alrighty. Oh yeah, that feels much, much more comfortable.
We lost our anchor and the boat drifted. Somebody called the water patrol and they were out here with the boat. So now I got the boat back. And you, my lovely phone. Got you back too. How cool is that? Nobody dead. I'm alive.
But the tail, that's the ticket. The telling. That's all I knew when I launched season one of the Daughter of God cast, The Gentle Release. 11 years of movie, plus almost 2 years of podcasting, just about 13 years of certified hero's journey. What happens when you follow your bliss? You become bliss, eventually. The sparkling cloud we once chased eventually surrounds and infuses us, and the whole experience of being human is upgraded. That's the beginning. That's where we are now. The royal we. You can upgrade too, if you haven't already. If you're interested in an upgrade, in mooring yourself. Not everyone is, and that's fine. I'm just dropping the hint. If you're wondering how to really live, if you're wondering how to shine, blossom, feel heaps of pleasure frequently, be epic. I'm amazing and you're just as amazing as I am. Honest. How do I know? Because you're probably human. And if so, you're sitting in the catbird seat. Just a hint though. I'm not offering a recipe for following your bliss. I'm not advocating doing a podcast, Wim Hof, yoga, freediving, movie making, intimacy with stellar partners, adventure, and ecstatic sensation for you. I can only say that following my bliss is the most fun I've ever had, the most twisty roller coaster I've ever rode. Ridden? Roden. We're more powerful than we ever imagined, which might be kind of scary if you think about it. Did I mention fun? Scary plus fun equals exhilaration. That's one of my top 10 emotions. May not be one of your top 10, and that's the point. You're the only one who knows. Or might know. If you don't know or doubt that your bliss even exists, ask yourself this question. If there was such a thing as my bliss, what might it feel like, look like, sound like, taste like, talk like, walk like? Dan Kelly, aka Sri Fuji Split, didn't know what their bliss was either back in the day. They started by wondering about bliss. If there even was such a thing, and if so, what shape it might take. We're on a mission from God. A mission to oil pull, then drink smoothies in the bathtub, to adroitly sequence words into sentences that sing, and then ham them into the camera, to graciously appreciate flops and rough spots, for all things in duality have an opposite. We catch the stick sometimes on the sharp end and get poked, but then maybe we skewer a healthy marshmallow on the end and with the help of a merry campfire, give that marshmallow a crispy golden shell and then smash the marshmallow between an organic graham cracker and a hunk of fair trade chocolate. Sharp sticks are handy for making s'mores. That's not exactly duality. That's a bit of poetic improvisation, of divine MacGyvering. Duality is even easier. Dark implies light. Pain implies pleasure. In our excellent duality, there's an opposite to everything. What we don't want shows up to help us get clear about what we do want. Taking a page from Abraham Hicks, your bliss is the opposite of whatever sucks right now. There. You're welcome. I'm not really trying to teach anything. I aspire to entertain myself. Maybe like Alan Watts, a spiritual entertainer, a goofball, a lover of fun. I'm letting Alan take over this podcast because, after all, I'm on vacation, summer vacation. That kooky reprobate is back from the dead for a limited engagement with an obscure podcast originating on a blue dot along some remote edge of a generic spiral galaxy. He's wearing my supple skin. looking out at you through my hypnotic blue eyes. Him and George Carlin and Sophie Scholl and possibly Hedy Lamarr. And my grandmother, Anna Redling. Now she was a talker.